Welcome to the 10X Your Sex Podcast. Join Jay and Amy as they reveal sexy secrets to having phantasmagoric orgasms, intensify intimacy, and prepare to penetrate fantasies, touch every desire, and turn on the lovemaking heat. Get ready to take your sex to 10X.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome.
I am Jay.
And I'm Amy.
And we thank you very much for joining us here today.
Yes, we really appreciate all of you joining us. We want to make this session all about you, so we won't talk about ourselves until sometime down the line in further sessions.
Amy and I started this little journey with the end goal in mind to help others gain a deeper connection and to help people unlock new levels of pleasure and intimacy like we did. We named our core program 10X Your Sex, even though we feel like it could be a million X Your Sex based on where we were to where we are now. But we are basing this on our personal experience with exactly what we're about to tell you. And it involves being vulnerable. So be ready. And be ready to deepen your and strengthen the connection you share with your lover/partner. And I say that as fairly as I possibly can. Mostly be prepared for orgasmic delight like you've never felt. And if you can wait a few short minutes, Amy and I will reveal, as promised, our number one secret on this session. So please keep listening.
And before we dive in headfirst, we want to state very clearly that we believe that the best sex is only possible if it comes from a starting point of love.
Yeah.
That's very important to us. And because with love comes a mutual respect for one another, a trust, faith, understanding, and of course, vulnerability. And because of love, that's how it started for us. We were having some pretty great sex, in my opinion.
We thought we were.
Well, yeah. And it was on a regular basis. But we both knew that it could probably be even better. But we knew we would probably have to talk about it.
Yeah. Talking about it was very tough. I was actually terrified. You know, I think we were both reluctant and a little scared of being judged, being maybe shamed or made fun of, or flat out rejected possibly. That's what scared me the most, that I had this deep, dark fantasy.
Too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That I thought I would take it to my grave with me. Mm-hmm. But what we found was that a growing mutual acceptance, and it continues to grow to this day, a growing mutual acceptance to what pleasure means to each of us. We won't go into those details in this session, but we may in later talks, just so you get to know us a little bit better. We want that connection with you. After all, Amy and I believe in being 100% open.
Yes, we do. And as we promised, and as a lot of you may have already guessed, the number one secret that we've discovered to 10X our sex is open and safe dialogue about our deepest sexual desires, needs, and fantasies. And we vowed beforehand that there would be absolutely no guilt or shame or judgment of any kind before we started talking, and it didn't matter what we talked about.
That's a great way to put that, because in your head, you have to throw out all possibilities of what your partner's about to tell you. So that terrified me at first. I was afraid to reveal one of my deepest, juicy sexual fantasies.
I know. Me too, babe. I had some things that I never thought I would tell another human being ever in my life.
Same here. I really thought that would go to my grave, and I can't tell you the liberating feeling I have now, and you probably do as well, knowing that I'm never going to be judged for a weird fetish or fantasy. So that was very difficult for me and, yeah, for both of us. But once we got past that very first talk, that tough talk, we've only grown as a couple ever since. And the sex?
Oh my God.
I'm halfway embarrassed to tell you how good it is.
Mind-blowing.
Really mind-altering is probably the best way to put it. But yeah, babe, I agree. I agree. We should call it a million X your sex.
Yes. Because now we both have orgasms that they not only make us weep.
Well, they have.
They continue to make us reach new levels of such blissful desire that you can't even pleasure and that you just can't even fathom.
Well, and you said it really, you said a word in there, level, the levels of blissful pleasure. I feel like the pleasure level that we have reached now has leveled up so many different times. So many times, in fact, that I felt like it's not possible to feel a level higher than what we just felt. And that was many levels ago. So my mind is completely blown. And yeah, I absolutely can vouch for that. We look back on the sex that we had when we first met, and it was good. We had good sex.
Yeah, there's no comparison.
Yeah.
No comparison at all.
Yeah, Amy and I are, if it's okay, we're both in our 40s. Mm-hmm. So, man, that should be how it is. Not that if you're young and listening to this or you're not 40 quite yet, hey, God bless you. But I feel that the more mature I become sexually, the better the sex is. So yeah, there's no comparison. And thank you for listening so far. We are about to reveal our number one tip or trick to launch this concept into your sex life as soon as tonight. So keep listening.
Yes. And Jay and I agree wholeheartedly that this whole thing was only possible due to our existing strong love and relationship that we have with one another.
Yes. That's very well said. Amy and I feel like, and this may be cliche, but Amy and I feel like we are not only soulmates, but twin flames.
Yes,
and
twin flames.
Yeah, and we hope if you are in a twin flame relationship, we feel so happy for you because we get it. We get it. And if you're not there yet, if you don't have that kind of relationship yet, or you're possibly in it, but you're working on it, that's okay. We may not be the right answer for you right now to improve your sex life. That's okay. We will be here when you are ready.
Because the true power in all of this lies in the mutual vow between you
definitely.
And your lover partner. And
definitely.
Knowing your deepest and most vulnerable self is a safe thing. And only then is that going to allow for the open, heightened pleasure as you continue to explore, like all of your desires and all of the depths of your fantasies.
I agree, and you said it very well again, and kudos for that. It's the power, the true power, like Amy said, is that vow that you make between one another. And again, if you're not at that level in your relationship, again, maybe this isn't right for you right now, but we'll definitely be here for you. So you may be saying, well, okay, how do I talk about my deepest, darkest desires? I'm going to be embarrassed. That sounds like a really tough conversation to start. We feel you.
Yeah, we get it.
We were there.
Yes.
We absolutely understand that. It's a tough conversation to start. So do you have any tips for starting that conversation with your lover partner?
Actually, we do.
Yes, we do. We put a lot of thought in that. And we put together a survey where, and that may sound silly, but it's where the results will show you exactly where you should start. And the number one tip, the best tip we have for starting that conversation is to just jump in with both feet at the same time knowing you're going to get wet.
Ooh, that sounds racy. Here's what worked for us. It's best to start with a simple, I love you no matter what. And if your lover partner loves you for who you are, which they do and they should, your fantasies are a part of you. And all fantasies are definitely safer just being played out with our partners versus like any unhealthy or unsafe alternatives.
Oh, that's, I love that. That's a beautiful way to put that. And the no matter what truly has to mean no matter what. I love that. And I'm sure you guys listening agree. You want to be in a safe place with your partner and you want to be completely vulnerable. And there's something lovely and beautiful and sexy about that, about being completely vulnerable with your partner. Nobody wants to be left for not satisfying their lover, their lover partner. Open, honest communication in that safe environment is always better than losing somebody you love over an unfulfilled sexual need.
How silly and just how simple of a thing to fix.
Really. A simple solution.
Yeah. And what worked for us is actually that, just something very simple. And it was something we agreed on through some, when we were talking. We agreed that some of the best orgasms we've ever had were during masturbation. Who knows our bodies better than ourselves but us?
Very true.
No one, absolutely no one, wants to feel tempted to cheat on their lover partners or anything like that or be cheated on. So we felt that the best way was to take all the fantasies and desires that we had with masturbation into our lovemaking.
And it sounds really weird. Yeah,
really
weird.
Yeah, but you know what? It absolutely worked for us. And we knew then that all of our fantasies and the toys and the role-playing ideas and all of that were way more pleasurable when we played them out with each other.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. It gave the fantasies and the role-playing and the toys and the ideas, it gave them life. I'm so happy that we're at the level that we are.
Me too.
Yeah. And, you know, after our little talk, that's when we realized that the sex toys took our lovemaking to just an entirely different level. And we're not necessarily advocating nor not sex toys. You have a personal preference and we do as well. And we know what works for us and that's what we're sharing with you. We feel that's important. And we believe the best way to introduce those things or toys is by having that open, honest, safe dialogue with each other. And guys, we promise you this. Once you get past that initial difficult conversation, your sex life will skyrocket like ours did.
Yes, and Jay may sound kind of hypey right now, but I can vouch completely for what he's saying. I was hooked on this new feeling, and I'm still hooked on this new feeling every day.
The beautiful part about that, and I'm hooked as well, the beautiful part about that is the fact that we know that it's going to continue to get better and better.
If that's even possible,
I know,
but it is.
But
it
how
is.
Many times have we had that conversation that could this get better?
And it does.
So we were both hooked, and here's maybe a really timely warning. Please be careful. What we both mean by that is we're advocates of being healthy and eating a good diet, a smart diet. Yes, we have our cheat days. We're human beings. We make mistakes. We eat our ice cream and chocolate and, ooh, the creme brulee last night.
Yes, that's a must.
Yeah. We feel it's important to perhaps warn you, before you take this journey with us, make sure you're of a healthy mind and a healthy body, and you're... body can withstand, I guess is a good word.
Some of the pleasure that you're going to receive.
Some of the pleasure and orgasms you're...
Yeah?
Yep. Some of the pleasure and orgasms you're about to go through. We kind of did it in an opposite order. We were healthy, but we weren't as healthy as we are now when we started this journey. And it has forced us to become healthy so our bodies can... be prepared for the orgasms that we have now. And we don't mean to sound hypey, but
it's
sexy.
I either of us have ever experienced in our entire life, nor thought possible.
Nor thought possible. So, folks, we are so excited for you to experience this, if you're not already. But it does all start with that first step. We want to help you do this, and you can begin as soon as tonight by taking the survey that Amy and I put together. You can find it at sexualretreatsforcouples.com/survey. There's no cost whatsoever. None of your answers are ever revealed to anyone except you and your partner. Mm-hmm. Amy and I don't even have the pleasure of seeing that unless you choose to share that with us.
Yeah, and Jay and I, we feel that the absolute fairest way to do that is for you both to take it and reveal your results at the same time.
It has to be that way.
Yes, and after you've completed the survey, then you'll know what each other's desires and fantasies are. And based on that, our number one tip and trick to 10x your sex as soon as tonight is you each choose one thing to do or to use during your very first 10x session, something that will fulfill that fantasy or that desire you just revealed to your lover.
Yes, yes, yes. That's the secret right there. That's it. The first step is really that simple, which we highly recommend you do as soon as you're done listening to this, if at all possible. Guys, that is all we have for you today. This was our initial audio. We are beyond blessed and honored to have you as our initial guest. We're so proud. We're so happy. We are dying to tell you more about us, about our lives, our sex lives, how we met, and our enhancement ideas.
Our enhancement ideas.
To 10X your sex life.
Yes, yes, we are. And, well, actually, we are planning another session where you can ask us anything, and you're all invited to join. There's no cost to you, and we're not going to sell you anything. And if we already have your email, you'll receive the notice in due time. And if you're hearing this for the first time and you haven't signed up, please go to sexualretreatsforcouples.com and sign up on the homepage. And that's it. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing you there. Bye.
We are excited for you.